Mayor Mayo, for the past couple of years, the sequester spending caps have reduced defense and readiness spending. With current national security issues like ISIS, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Ebola, on, is it time to repeal those cuts, those sequester cuts?
Well, there's no question. It is time to repeal it because all of those cuts across the board have caused a lot of challenges and issues for the country, which ultimately it's caused some issues for us as well. We just cannot take all of these cuts that the Republican Party is behind that's causing true damage to the country. Trying to appeal to the American people as if they're doing the logical and prudent things to do, but it's hurting people. Now, we have to be prudent, and we have to be very conscientious in terms of how we deal with the budget, the same way that we've done with the city of Monroe. You know, there has to be a combination, of course, of revenue enhancements as well as expenditure reductions, and that's how we've gotten to where we are now. But you just can't cut your way to prosperity.
Mr. Abram?
The sequester does need to go for a lot of reasons, but mainly if you look at the bill itself, what it did, it inappropriately or disproportionately affected our military. And with the things that Greg mentioned, ISIS, Ebola, the border situation, our military is becoming even more important on a daily basis. So one thing the mayor and I probably will agree on is that the sequester probably wasn't a good idea, and we need to fix that.